Now we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Hey Amid Beis. We left off at the pasuk of Anochi Haster Astir Panai Bayom Hahu, where the pasuk says that Hashem hides His face on that day. About six lines into the page, Amar Rava. So Rava explains this pasuk. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem is telling the Jewish people, Afal Pishes Tarti Panai Mehem, even though I hid my face from them. That's Bachaloma Daberbo. Still, I'll speak to them in a dream. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, no, Yado Netuya Aleinu. Hashem's Hashkacha is still stretched over us. Shenemar Uvitzel Yadik Sisicha. That I will cover you with the shadow of my hand, so that the other nations won't be able to destroy you. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have a Ka'i be Kesar. One time Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was by the house of the Kesar, where he would go and fight with the Apikorsim. And a certain kofar who was there by the king made a sign with his hand to Rabbi Yeshua as a way of saying that, not with his hand, but with his body to Rabbi Yeshua as a way of saying that Hashem has turned his back on you. He showed him like a urination that God has turned his face away from them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya responded, Yado Netuya Aleinu, by showing a sign that implied that his hand is still outstretched, meaning they were having a debate in front of the Kesar, and the debate was meant to be done in pantomime. They weren't allowed to use any words. It's a very challenging way to debate someone. So the other guy, the Apikores, turned his back, as if to say, look, Hashem turned his back on you. So Rabbi Shimon Chananya stuck out his hand, as if to say, no, Hashem's hand is still outstretched. The Kesar says to Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, I don't get it. My achvilach. What did he say, and what did you say back? So Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya said, what he was trying to tell me was that Hashem turned his back on the Jewish people. What I showed him is Yado Netuya Aleinu, that Hashem's hand is still outstretched and he's still having Ashkacha, he still guides us. So the king said, Lahumina, to that Apikores, Mayachaviasle, what did you show him? So the Apikores said, he got it right. I was trying to show him that Hashem turned his back on the Jewish people. Umayachvilach, and what did he respond to you? The Kesar asked the Apikores. Lo Yadani. He says, I have no idea. I don't know what he was doing. He's sticking his hand out. I don't know what that's about. Amnu, so the officers of the king said, Gavrdu lo yada, mai machvile b'machog, yachvi kame malka, a guy who doesn't even know, doesn't even understand what the other side of the debate is saying, should be someone who debates in front of a king, afku v'kataluhu. So they took him out and they killed him. So obviously Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya won that debate. Kikanicha nafshi to Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, when Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya died, Amar le Rabbanan, mai tavi alon me'apikorsin. The Rabbanan said, uh-oh, who's going to debate the Apikorsin now? Amar lehem, so he said to them, the Pasuk says, Avda eitza mibanim nisrucha chachmasam, that advice has been taken away from the sons, and their chachma has spoiled. Kivan shavda eitza mibanim, once the Bnei Yisrael don't have people like Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya anymore, nisrucha chachmasam. We don't have to worry about the Chachma, the Umas Olam, their Chachma is spoiled as well. You could say from the following Pasuk, that Esav said to Yaakov, you go and travel and I will travel across from you. Meaning, when the Jewish people suffer a loss in intellectual capacity, the Umas Olam suffer a similar loss, so we don't have to worry about losing any debate. So main point number one is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya won a pantomimed debate by showing that Hashem still has Hashkacha over us. Next, the Gemara quotes another Memra about this. Rabbi Ila Vasalik Vidarga de Rabbi Barshila. Rabbi Ila was going up the ladder or the stairs by the yeshiva of Rabbi Barshila. Shamil Yanuka Davakokari, and he heard a child that was saying the Pasuk, Ki hine yotzer harim uvari ruach umagid la adam masecho. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the creator of the world, is ultimately going to come in judgment on people, even on their siach, even on their speech. Amar evicharabo magid la masecho takani yeshlo. So he said, wow, if a master knows everything, even a person's speech, even his private conversations, does he ever have any hope? My masecho, what kind of speech is this talking about? Amar even any sort of flirtatious speech between a man and his wife, Magidim Lolada Mishas Misa, he's going to be reminded of it when he dies up in Shemayim to make sure that it was appropriate, and he's going to be called to judgment for that. Eini, is that really so that that's going to be something that a person is blamed for? For Rav Kana, Avagani tu sepori de Rav. Don't we know the story where Rav Kana was sleeping underneath the bed of Rav? Vishami desach v'tzachak v'asotzrachav, and he heard Rav flirting with his wife and having tashmish with his wife. Amar, Rav Kana said, Dami pumit de Rav, command a little time late tafshila. Oh my gosh, Rav Kana was under the bed, hiding under the bed, and he says, I can't believe how Rav is talking to his wife. It's like he's desperate to be with his wife, as if he never tasted this before, as if he never tasted this food before. He's so desperate. Amar le, so Rav said to Rav Kana, Kana, poke. Rav Kana, is that you under my bed? Get out of here! Lava rechara, that's not derech eretz at all for you to be hiding under my bed. So, but bottom line is, you see that is the way Rav spoke. So apparently, it's not something that a person is punished for. Says Mar Lokasha, Kanda tzarech l'ritzuya, hadlo tzarech l'ritzuya. It depends whether the wife needs to be talked into, get brought into the mood of having tashmish. If she needs to be brought into that mood, so then it is appropriate to talk flirtatious words at that time. But if not, then it's not appropriate to do extra. So main point number two is that even minor speech between men, even flirtatious speech between man and wife, a person is going to have to give din v'cheshbon for. In spite of the story where Rav Kahana was hiding under Rav's bed. It's a famous story where Rav Kahana was under Rav's bed. Okay, next part of the Gemara. The Gemara brings other drashos. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, V'lo sishma'uha v'mistarim tifke nafshi mepnei geva. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmei d'Rav, Makom yesho l'akrosh baruch hu u'mistarim shmo. Hashem has a place called Mistarim. My mipnei geva. What does mipnei geva mean? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak mipnei ga'avason shel Yisrael shenitlehem v'nitnel of the chavim. The esteem of the Jewish people was taken away from them when they went into Galus, and instead was given to the Ovdei Kochavim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar mipnei ga'avasa shel malchus shemayim. It's the esteem of the malchus of shemayim that was taken away and given to the Ovdei Kochavim. So Gemara asks, so miyika b'chia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it says Hashem cries over that. Does Hashem really cry? I thought Hashem doesn't get sad, that there's no such thing as Hashem being sad. Hashem is stoic. Lo kasha, no, it's not a kasha at all. When it says that Hashem cries, that's talking about in his innermost chambers, meaning it's a very private type of crying. When we say that Hashem is stoic, it's in an outer way, in an external way. Ubate b'rayi lo, and the outer chambers Hashem doesn't cry. V'aksiv v'yikra Adonai Elohim tzva'os b'yom ahu levchil mispeidu l'korchov lach korsak. So from the fact that it says v'yikra, it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu called out in crying, that he was crying, even though it was in a more public arena. And so the Gemara, yeah, but that's shiny Chorban Beis HaMikdash, tafilu malachi shalom bachu. That's over the Chorban HaBayis. Even the malachim cry over the Chorban HaBayis. Shnemer heiner elam, tza'aku chutza, malachi shalom mar yivkayun. So for the Beis HaMikdash, it's worth crying. What's this pasuk about? There are three tiers that are described over here. And what are they for? Achas al Mikdash Rishon, one for the first Beis HaMikdash, v'achas al Mikdash Sheni, one for the second Beis HaMikdash, v'achas al Yisrael shel Galus Mimkomen, and one for Klal Yisrael being in Galus, being sent to Galus at the time of the Churban. V'ikadarmi, and some say achas al Bittul Torah, that one for Bittul Torah. Bishlam al-Man Yamar al Yisrael shel Galus Hainin Tziv, ki nishpei der Hashem. I understand if you're going to say that the tears are about Klal Yisrael going into Galus, that's what the pasuk says, ki nishpa eder Hashem, that the flock of God is in captivity or is sent into exile. El man yamar al bitul Torah, but if you say that it's about bitul Torah, my ki nishpa eder Hashem, what does it mean that the flock of God has been held captive? So Gemara explains, yeah, the pasuk is saying that when the Jewish people were sent into Galus, that was the greatest Bittul Torah. It's a profound sense of Bittul Torah when the Jewish people are in Galus. So the next main point is that Hashem cries in private, but publicly he only cries about the Churban and Galus, which leads to tremendous Bittul Torah. So Hashem cries privately, but publicly he'll only cry about the Churban and Galus, which leads to tremendous Bittul Torah. So now, once we mention that Hashem cries about Bittul Torah, Gemara is going to bring a brisa about that. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Boch Aleihem B'chol Yom. There are three people that Hashem cries about every single day. Al She'efsha Lasek B'Torah Ve'Eino Osek, for someone who could be learning Torah and isn't. Val She'efsha Lasek B'Torah Ve'Osek, someone who can't be learning Torah but does it anyway. Val Parnas HaMizgah El Atzibur, and about a person who's a political leader in the community. So Gemara says, and lords over the community because of his position in the community. Rebbe Avanakit Sefer Kinos, Rebbe would hold Megillas Eicha in his hand, the Kakari Begave, and would read from it. Kimat Alai Psuko, when he got to this pasuk, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Nafal Minyandei, the Sefer fell out of his hands. Amre Meikor Ram Lebira Mikta, Oyvei, how the Jewish people went from such a position of stature, from such a high position, to such a low position. So next main point, three people Hashem cries about every day, someone who could be learning but isn't, someone who shouldn't be learning but is, it means like someone who shouldn't be paskening halachos, but decides that he's going to be a posek even though he doesn't know anything, and someone who lords over the community, uses his political position to lord over the community. Another story. Rebbe Rebbe Chiyavu Shakli Vazli Borcha, Rebbe and Rebbe were going down the road, Kimatulu Masu, when they got to a certain town, Amri, they asked the people there, Ikut Sumer Abanachar, are there any Talmidei Chachamim here? Nezav Nikbalapi, we'd like to go greet them. Amri, so the people said, Ikut Sumer Abanachar, there is Umar Einayimu, but he happens to be blind. Amalei Rebbe Chiyah, the Rebbe, Rebbe Chiyah said to Rebbe, Tiv'at, you stay where you are, Velot Tazalzel B'Nisiyoscha, and you shouldn't have to be Mezalzel in the covet of your Nisiyas to go greet someone, this Sumer Abanan. Ezlana V'Akbalapi, I'm going to go and I'll greet him. Takfei Va'azel Badei. Rebbe Chiyah said, no, nothing doing. I'm going to go with you anyway. Kav Miftrimine, when they got Rishus from that Talmud Chacham to go on their way, Amr Luhu, he blessed them as follows. Atemek Baltim Padim Hanirim Ve'inim Rowin. This blind Talmud Chacham says, you have greeted the face of someone who can be seen but cannot see, meaning since I'm blind, I can't see you. Tisku Lahakbil Padim Harom Ve'inim. You should be Zoche to be able to greet the face that sees but cannot be seen, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Leh, so Rebbe said to Rebbe Chiyah, Iku Hashta Minata Mehai Berchasa. Can you imagine if I would not have, if I wasn't here, if I would have listened to you, not to come with you, to greet this this rabbi, then I never would have gotten such a beautiful bracha. What an amazing bracha. Amar Leh, so Rebbe and Rebbe Chiyah said to this Talmud Chacham, Miman Shmielach, where did you hear such a great bracha? So he said, Mipirkid Rebbe Yaakov Shmieli. I heard such a bracha from the learning of Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov ish kfar chitaya. Rabbi Yaakov was from a village called Chitim, have a makpil ape de rabbi kol yoma, and he would go greet his rabbi every single day. Kikash, when Rabbi Yaakov got old, Amr Leh, his rabbi said, lo nitztar mar d'lo yachl mar. You don't have to trouble yourself to come greet me every day. You're not able to, it's a big schlep for you. Amr Leh, Rabbi Yaakov said to his rabbi, mizutar maidich sivu barabanan, v'yol the netzach liyera hashachas ki yira chacham yamusu, u'ma aroa chacham b'misasan yich. If someone who sees Chachamim when they're dead is still a segula that he's going to live, can you imagine the great zuchus of seeing Talmidei Chachamim when they're alive? Don't take away that opportunity for me to go greet a Talmid Chacham. So the next main point is two stories of greeting Talmidei Chachamim, one with a blind Talmid Chacham who gave a beautiful bracha, and one with an elderly person visiting a Talmid Chacham in spite of great hardship. Another story. Ravidi Avod Rav Yaakov Aridi. Ravidi was the father of Rav Yaakov Aridi. Avragad Aviyazul Tlasi Yarche Ba'orta. He used to travel 3 months on his way to the Ba'orcha, on his way to the Beis Medrash, and he would leave right after Pesach, and he would travel for 3 months, V'chad Yom Be'rav, and then he would spend only one day in the actual Beis Medrash by his Rebbe, and right away he'd have to go back home, to be home in time for a Sukkis. V'avukar le'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan used to call him Bar Be'rav D'chad Yoma. He's a Talmud who comes to learn in his Rebbe's yeshiva for one day. Chalash Daite, so he got very upset that they were calling him names. Kari Anafshe, and he said about himself, the pasuk, Schok L'Re'ehu, I've become a joke amongst my friends. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Matusuminach, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, I beg of you, Lo Tanish Luhu Rabbanan, don't be upset at the Chacham for calling you names, because if you get upset at them, Hashem is going to punish them, since you're such a big tzaddik. Navak Rabbi Yochanan Be'im Drasha, Rabbi Yochanan out to the Beis Medrash, V'darash, and he darshind, V'osi Yom Yom Yidroshan V'das Drachai Echbatzon, the pasuk says. Now what does it mean, Yom Yom, that people come seeking out God day in, day out. So, what is it, only during the daytime that we're Doresh Hashem and not at night? Elamelchas to teach you. Kalaosik b'Torah afilu yom echad b'ashana. Malalav akasav kilu asakal hashana kula. Even if a person only learns Torah for one day in the whole year, it's as if he learned for the whole year. So his traveling 3 months there, 3 months back, is all worth it for the one day. So don't criticize him for traveling for that one day. V'chein b'midas pranas, and the same works on the negative side as well. The pasuk says, "B'mispare yamim asher tartem es haaretz," the amount of days that you went to spy out the land and you spoke lashon hara about the land. V'chi arbaim shana chatu v'alo arbaim yom chatu. But the Jewish people, meaning we're saying that the amount of days that they spent spying, that's the amount of days that they had to stay in the midbar. But is that really true? Did they sin for 40 years? No, they sinned for 40 days. They were scouting out the land. Elomar lecha, but it's there to teach you. Kala over avera afilu yom echad b'shana malav akasav kilu aver. If someone does an Avera even one day out of the whole year, it's as if he did the Avera all year round. So the bottom line is, the main point over here is that sometimes one day counts like a whole year, both in terms of mitzvos, like going to learn, and in terms of Averos, like when the Jewish people spied out Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we will pick up from Ezehu Katan next time on the bottom line of Hamad Beis.